This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Former staffers of the Chicago Reporter believe the newspaper is in danger. The Reporter has produced investigative reporting on racial and economic inequality for decades. But alumni of the paper say they've learned that the owner, the Community Renewal Society, has put the publication on hiatus and that they removed its editor and publisher with no explanation. I spoke today with one of the Reporter's alumni, former editor and publisher Laura Washington. She's now a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. I asked Laura Washington what she's been able to find out about why the owner of the Chicago Reporter has suspended publication.
We have been able to find out virtually nothing, Melba. We've been met with radio silence. We've sent letters. We've made calls. All we know is that the Reporter has been put on hiatus, and it may be reimagined. But the most important thing is right now it's not publishing. It's not digging up the facts and the data that has made it so effective over the years.
Is the Reporter in some kind of financial trouble? And what do we know about the grant funding from some of these big-name organizations like the MacArthur Foundation and the Ford Foundation?
As someone who's done a lot of fundraising for the Reporter, I know that the Reporter is financially sound. They're getting hundreds of thousands of dollars from local and national foundations, big-name foundations. And so there's no issue of finances here. They're being very well embraced by foundations and other funders.
And Laura, I want to ask you about this letter that was written by more than 100 alumni and sent to the ownership of the Chicago Reporter. And in the interest of transparency, several of the signers do work at WBEZ. What are you all asking from the owner right now?
We're asking that the Community Renewal Society restore this very important community asset, to restore its voice. We want the Community Renewal Society to answer some questions. What is happening with the Chicago Reporter? Why is it ceased publication? And when will they allow it to resume its mission?
Laura, why is it so important to have a publication like the Chicago Reporter operational in these times?
The Chicago Reporter has been a powerful investigative voice that has been exposing racial and economic inequities for almost 50 years. There hasn't been a more important time in a generation to have that kind of an asset out there, digging up the facts, revealing inequities, and working to change them. That's what the Chicago Reporter has done. We cannot afford to have an important voice for racial equity silence, especially not right now.
That's former publisher of the Chicago Reporter, Laura Washington. The Community Renewal Society, which owns the paper, confirmed that the Reporter is on hiatus, but did not comment further. This is WBEZ.